As you well may know, the new Classical FM is the official media partner of TIFF's Cinematheque program, a year-round program down at the TIFF Bell Lightbox devoted to all kinds of fascinating and interesting filmatic things. And joining us today is Brad Dean, Senior Manager at the TIFF Cinematheque. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Now, I guess the first thing we should talk about is an event that is happening from the 26th through until August 21st. It's Maestro, the Films of Luchino Visconti. And this is, from what I understand, the first time in 10 years there's been a retrospective of his films. How come it's been so long?
I ask the same question. I'd show these films every year if I could, but
yeah,
we have lots of films in the history of cinema to fit in.
But, I bet, yeah.
But we're really thrilled to be bringing these films back again. It's always been one of our very popular series.
Mm-hmm.
Visconti is one of the major figures in
Huge.
Post-war cinema,
yeah,
and world cinema. So we're really thrilled to have these films back.
Now, it must. How was it to put it together?
This time actually it was a little bit easier this time than normal. Cinecittà, who's a big studio in Italy, put this tour together, and this is touring all around.
Oh, okay, so this is a tour.
So this just came from New York. It played at the Lincoln Center. So, and it's going all around the U.S. and Canada right now. So we're thrilled to be a part of it.
That is fantastic.
This was quite a thing for him to introduce non-actors in his films, to be the first one to do that. Big risk, no?
It was. He started making these films just after World War II. So
right.
In order to kind of portray the current condition at the time, and which was a lot of the working class moving into the cities, he chose to work with a lot of real actors. And then, you know, he started transitioning into using more actors in very realist performances. And then he starts working with people like Alain Delon,
mm-hmm.
and Claudia Cardinale, and eventually goes on to work with big stars like Burt Lancaster later in
right.
his career.
Yeah, and Claudia Cardinale, yes, if you were just saying, sorry.
It is quite an if you sit and watch, because I am familiar with a number of his films, the arc of them that start off very, very realistic and stark and almost very personal. And as you say, as he gets to the end, and I guess his fame and budgets increased, you know, he gets to make these grand films.
They did. And, you know, he also was very known at the time for directing theater and opera. He was very famous for doing that. You see that transition throughout his career.
What's your favorite Visconti film?
Oh, God, it's tough.
I know, right?
You know, it's funny. Sight and Sound at the BFI did a poll. They do this poll every 10 years, the greatest films of all time poll.
Yes, yes, yes.
And in mine last time, I had Ludwig.
Really?
Was in my top 10 of all time.
Hmm.
So.
What is it about that that you like the best?
It's
because I've only seen snippets of it.
Yeah,
I haven't seen
it's
the whole thing.
It's an incredible film.
Sell it
I mean,
to me.
It's just such a moving performance by Helmut Berger. He plays the Ludwig, the Mad King of Bavaria, and it's this king who's kind of his time has passed, and he falls into this kind of emotional decline as well as he sees everything crumbling around him. And as it's all crumbling around him, he can't do anything but become obsessed with the work of Wagner, and then building just random castles all around his country as everything is falling apart. But, you know, he's still clinging to that past, and it's just really moving. Someone who their time has passed them, but they just can't let go.
It's
an emotional, you know, it's just so emotional. It's so amazing. It's so powerful.
And still wildly appropriate for several people I could think of on the world stage right now.
And do you think that there's a correlation between the fact that he was a socialist but also came from an extremely wealthy family? There's a real dichotomy there.
Yeah, I mean, he was full of contradictions, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's Count Visconti. He comes from the aristocracy.
Yeah.
So, but he was politically, he was very leftist. So, you know, he was more of a communist in his political beliefs, but still had very traditional family values and that go back through his generations through his family.
Yes.
They lived in castles, you know, so.
Yeah.
Amazing. Now, another smaller festival or showings that are happening from August 16th to 18th is The State of Things. And this is the film of the films of a contemporary Israeli filmmaker, Nadav Lapid,
yes.
Lapid.
So, you know, we not only show the great, you know, classics of cinema, but we also like to put shine a spotlight on some of the great emerging filmmakers in world cinema. And Nadav has only made two films so far. They've played all over the world.
So it's a short retrospective.
It is. Two feature films and a program of shorts. And his films have played all over the world. Won awards all over, Locarno, Cannes, you name it. His films aren't quite as well known here in Toronto. So Nadav's going to join us for the retrospective.
That's
so
great.
He'll be in attendance for the three films showing between August 16th to the 18th. And they're a really kind of fascinating look at contemporary Israeli society.
That must be something for you and the rest of the programmers at TIFF, where you get to actually have the filmmaker in your presence and you can like just pepper them with tons of questions.
Well, it's one of the great things is having them. And for the audience, too, because then the audience can interact and ask the questions, too, you know. Sure. But it just gives you a lot more insight into the process and kind of what goes on behind it and kind of where they're coming from. So we love having the filmmakers.
And that's why
we do it.
So. Exactly. Let me ask you this. I mean, as one of the, you know, kind of behind the scenes people, how many films do you watch a week?
Oh, God. you know, I used to watch many, many more. So I used to watch... At a point, I was watching four a day.
Really?
Yeah. When I was a student and after university and stuff, I was watching about four a day. I have mellowed out a bit now, so probably about a film a day now.
Where were you a student?
University of Florida.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
How could you keep them apart?
If you're watching,
and I'm just saying this as someone who has, you know, in terms of this, you know, listened to like, you know, 10 recordings a day of the same piece and trying to tell them all to depart. But if you're a film student and you're watching four films a day, and I mean, how do you keep them from blending into each other?
I don't know. Somehow you do. I mean, sometimes they do, right? Sometimes they blend together. You watch a film a few years later and you're like, oh, I've already seen this. I didn't realize I'd seen this before.
Yeah.
So it happens to everyone. But somehow, you know, it's what we do. It's just kind of, you know, it's trying to figure out that history of cinema and seeing where everything just kind of slots in, where everything fits in and create this larger picture. So.
Well, I'm glad that you do and you have watched that many films because the work that you guys do down at the TIFF Bell Lightbox is spectacular.
Anybody who loves
film, I mean, there's always something going on there that will interest practically everybody.
Yeah, thank you. No, we you know, that's what we try to do. We try to keep the screens full every day and have something all the time.
It's a great space, too.
Yeah, I love the space. It's my favorite place. I'm a little biased, but it's my favorite place to watch a movie in the
city.
Well, I want to thank you very much for coming in today, Brad, and telling us what's coming up at TIFF.
Okay, thank you for having me.
Been speaking to Brad Dean, Senior Manager at TIFF Cinematheque. And don't forget that we here at the New Classical FM are the official media partner of TIFF's Cinematheque program. As we say, from July 26th to August 21st, Maestro, the films of Luchino Visconti, and again from August 16th to 18th, The State of Things, the films of Navid Lapid, who will be there in attendance. If you want to get information on these and everything else, and believe me, there's a lot going on at the TIFF Bell Lightbox, you can go to their website, which is tiff.net.